First thing I'd like to say is that who all I have spoke to, good evening. And I learned a long time ago, you never know what old Baptists will do. Now, I come here to hear preaching tonight. I didn't come here to preach. I want you to know that. But I got kind of surprised, see. So what I'm saying to you, I would like for you to pray for me. The time I'm before you. Because I've never learned how to preach. But I say this about it. I'm in the learning state and I'm still trying to learn. That's one of the songs we sang, you know. More about Jesus, what I know. I know a whole lot about him, but I haven't learned it all yet. And I would you pray for me. I didn't bring my Bible in, but usually if I don't, well, I just use what the church always has one. But I'm not used to this. But I want the first chapter of John's Gospel. And I say to you, pray for me. Since we've been up here, we went down to Bay Springs Saturday. I thought we had a good meeting there. Last Sunday, I went over to Rainbow. I was pastor of that church, you know, 14 years. So today I've been down to Oak Grove. I pastored it 11 years. And back then, I'll tell y'all how they were to me. They had church second Saturday, Sunday, fourth Sunday. And every Sunday night and Thursday night, I had to go down to Cochran to the nursing home. And here's a witness sitting right over here in this corner that knows what I'm talking about because he worked with me in the crude lab at Georgia Kelly. And Pastor Raymer at the same time, two Sundays a month. And the company wanted 20 and 50 hours out of me. But I'm still here. Thank God I am. 98, my heart failed. I thought I was going home, but not yet. Pray for me. I read in the first verse, the first chapter of John's Gospel. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So now, that tells us exactly who made and created. Who created this world? God Himself. And I say this, my friends, the Lord Jesus Christ was with Him in the creation. You know what we find in Matthew, you know, where He was born as a little babe. But I wasn't the beginning. He's ever been with His Father. And He had a job to do. And His Father sent Him here. We read in this same chapter here, John's Gospel, where He said, "For I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me." You know, that's what I built. This church here ordained me in 1954 as a minister. The presbytery on that occasion sent to the Rupert Knowles and Carlos Watkins. Both of us the same day. And it said, go wherever the Spirit leads you to go. Not what some man tells you to do. So we under bondage, my friend, all of the men of God that's called of God to do what He's called us to do when we called on. And be happy with it and do the best you can and ask Him to help you. So that's what I'm saying here tonight. And we notice that, John said here, clearly states that He created everything. Now there's two things that He created that I don't understand. But just because I don't understand it, it is true. What is that, Brother Reuben? The devil and a rattlesnake. And I assure you one thing, if you don't believe the rattlesnake will bite you, you just touch it. I work in Georgia Gale up there, and I like to got bit twice. I was on the surveying crew. And it's at that hour, I was at the head of the change cutting with a bushel. And the fellow running the transit, he said, "Listen, I hear a rattlesnake singing. Don't you move." Well, you know what had happened? I stepped on the vine that he was on, the snake. He said, "You wait till I get there." He came with a bushel. He looked over and said, "Look over to your left, over your shoulder. He's laying there on the same vine you on." He cut his head off. That was very close, wasn't it? Another time, I like to get bit on my farm over here and got right next to the mule. I was riding cultivating. I got off the over the gate. And I was just hoping he wouldn't move until I could get through the gate and get something to get it. But while I was shutting the gate, he crawled off. What I was saying, my friend, and I want you to know, I had, you know, there's a preacher trying to tell me. Now, what that scripture I just read to you there, that the devil made himself. I said, "No, I don't go with that." I got it plain there in the first chapter that he made everything. And I'm saying to you tonight, I believe that. As the Lord said himself. Now, when he said that, and talked about it, before he got over there where he told us about when he come down from heaven to do his Father's will. He said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me." So my friends, from the beginning of Genesis to the last chapter of Revelation, I want you to know he's spoken about. And what I'm saying is, and I want you to really believe what I'm saying. He owns this world and everything in it. Whether you believe it or not. And one day, you know, we read in Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." You know why He created heaven first? He's going to populate it one day. And when that comes, well, let's see about what the book says about it. Luke says in his writing that the angels in heaven don't know. The Son don't know. I ask you this evening, who is it that does know? I say God knows. He's the only one. But he gets tired enough of this place, you know, as he did when he destroyed. I've heard people say, you know, talking about when they got saved. You know when I got saved? When the Lord came by my house and told me so. And not only that, my friends, he called and made a call. And you know, I said to him, "Lord, I never will forget it. I was in the kitchen in Boston City, North Carolina. I said, Lord, anybody can do this better than I can. I don't have no education at all. Don't pay you to talk back to the Lord. It ain't going to work." Finally, I had to do it. After I went over to World War II and served over there over a year in Japan. I come back here, you know, and we had a dry spell. But I'll tell you, one fellow was real sharp. That's Brother Elton Ralph. He had called on everybody to do a volunteer, you know, out of half pride for some rain. Something May or June, you know. And he looked around at me, you know, and he said, "How about you, Brother Wood?" Well, I was afraid not to. So I got out and done what I could. He said, "Uh-huh, we caught up with you. You thought you was getting by, wasn't you?" My friends, I want to tell you that when the Lord looks after His church, and He's able, He holds it. It belongs to Him. I've heard some preachers say, "I'm not church. I never had one. I wouldn't know what to do with it." I want you to know, my friends, that God has one. Yeah. Now, how you know that, Brother Reuben? Well, simply because on that occasion, you know, when He was talking to His disciples, He said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Want to say one thing and another. But that ignorant, unlearned fisherman that He called, you know, He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What did the Lord say to him? "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Is she still here? She's still here, isn't she? And I want to say, my friends, as long as you as God's people here at Cool Spring, as long as you want this church here, you just to keep on doing what you've been doing. And come out and worship God in spirit and the truth. And not worship no man. Right. And if you want to find out, I don't have time to go over that with it, but over in the last chapter of Revelation, you need to read that. And you'll find out what it means. I don't think we're not to worship no man. What do you mean, Brother? Well, you know, the angel, you know, I showed John what he saw. Talked about it, you know. And he fell down on his knees out of worshiping the angel. He said, "Do it not. Worship God." That's why you come to the house of God for to worship Him. The one's done so much for you. The one's called you out of nature's darkness into His marvelous light, enable you to see out of the church. He's the one. And as long as we do that, my friends, we'll be able to have the church here in this time world. I want to read that part where it says, the Lord said, in this same chapter there, I won't take time to look it up, but He said, the law was given by Moses, and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Under the law of dispensation, if you have read concerning it, whatever you possess in that day, you paid 10%. But it ain't that way now. The Lord took care of that. He came here, and that's what His job was. Come here. And we are under grace now. As one fellow said, you know, I heard a preacher say one time, said, the Apostle Paul said, "Lay by in store the first day of the week. Not the second day, not the last day, but lay by and store the first of the week of what you're going to be able to give to the Lord. He's left it in your hands." Had so many along the way in my 60-something years of preaching here. Do you really believe that the Lord meant for you to have that sure? Yes, He did. Whatever you've been blessed with. And I believe, my friends, and he said about it on one occasion, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. You know what a cheerful giver is? He's one of those that gives it to the church, to the people, my friend, and look after them, you know. And what we understand is a long time, you know. The church traveled here, and they didn't have no deacons. The apostles had to take care of it. Read that in the 6th chapter of Acts of the Apostles. So on that occasion, the burden got too big for them. Now look at it, the Grecian women were being neglected of the daily administration here in this life. The church, you know, looked after them in the beginning. And so it said, the apostle said, look out among you, 7 men full of the Holy Ghost. And wisdom. What do you get wisdom? I want you to know there ain't one soul that you get wisdom, and that's from the Almighty God. And if you don't know what your job is, you don't know. You need to read the book and find out what your job is and try as best of your ability and to get it. And what did he say the minister would do? They give themselves to prayer and a minister in the word. That's the job, you know. And I say this about it with all due respect to mankind. And I like to do that. If that's what he called me to do, then I want to do that. And I say this morning, this evening, my friends, he is a great God. And I want you to know he's going to take care of it. And me and you too. Another thing I want to say before I set out. When I was in World War II over in Japan, little town out close to Tokyo called Tachikawa, every night when I lay down, you know, I say, Lord, if it be thy will, let me go back to America and be able to help my wife raise them 2 boys that I got. Well, they told me, he said, look, you can bring them over here. You can lead a hat, and I'll make you mess sergeant. The first commanding officer said, I'll give you a jeep, and you can just ride around. All you got to do is go to the water pool and fill it up with gas, sign a ticket, and go anywhere you want to. I said, listen, that don't interest me at all. I said, the highest thing here is a major. And if you could give me his job, that wouldn't interest me at all. I want to go home to America. And the greatest thing that I ever heard Truman say, as president, he said, listen, we got to get these fathers out of the army. That's costing too much money. I'm really glad to hear him say it. I come home. Oh, my Lord. What a great time it has been. I want to say to you here, I appreciate your confidence in me, and to the extent after I'm 92 years old, my friends, I've seen a lot of change. I've seen a lot of things change in life. What I say is that I'm still looking forward. As Paul preached the same doctrine over there in the first chapter of the Philippian letter, he said, the one who hath begun a good work in you will do it. Keep on doing it till the day of Jesus Christ. What do you mean? When Jesus is coming back. What did Paul preach in the Thessalonians? There'll be a shout in heaven. The Lord's going to come descend towards the earth. And as he does, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and at the last trump, and we'll meet him in there, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, you know anything better than that? Oh, how rich we are. You know, I like to bring this in. I got 2 sons, you know. I made 3 wills already. Might have to make another one. I don't know. Can't ever tell. But I want you to know what the Lord has got. You and I, as his children, are joint heirs with him. You know, there's a difference in a joint heir. Whatever the Lord's got, we got. So we see, we just don't know how rich we are. My friends, not only have we got a home and a church here, as long as we act right and do right. What I'm saying is, my friend, we need to live in such a way And all of us, not only the minister, not only the deacon, but the lay members and all, that it might be an inviting place here for little children to come in here and worship Him and praise His name. That's what it's all about. I love it. I like the fellow who said, I forgot what his name was, that fellow Brother Bradley, you know, when they first constituted that church. He said, I'm 75 years old, been following these old Baptists around all that time, and I ain't got tired of them yet. Now, my friends, that's my theory, too. I've been traveling with them 60-odd years, not 75. But I say this about it. There ain't no better place here on earth than to be able to come out to the house of the Lord and hear a good sermon, you know, as we sinners. And to let us find out that we are sinners. That ain't all. We'll be sinners as long as we live. Until we breathe that last breath. And it'll all be over then. We go home to be with Him. Now, you know anything any better than that? If you do, I'd like you to come by and tell me about it. I want you to know I love it. And I love to see people be able to rejoice in it. That's when the Lord, you know, died between them two things on that occasion. And put our sins as far away as were, as far away as east is from west. Never to be remembered against us anymore. Now, my friends, that's something great. And he said himself also in that chapter where I was reading, greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for a friend, and ye are my friend, if. What's that if now? If you do whatsoever I command. Now, I'm going to say this about it. You may disagree. But I say this about it. If we disagree with it and don't do it, then we are just disobedient children. I don't know about you when you was raised up. But when I did what my daddy said, I didn't mind getting close to it. But just as sure as he told me something to do when he went off, come back, he asked me about it. I didn't mind telling him, yes, done. But if I hadn't done what he told me, I didn't want to get too close to it. But if I did it, that's the difference, see. I didn't mind getting up and sitting in his lap, talking to me as a little boy. But now, my friends, if I hadn't did it, I would have stayed as far away as I could. Is that not our nature? Yes, it is. My friends, I want to say that too. So I say to you tonight, thank you for being able to ask me to come and speak to you. I hope what I said is in keeping with the book and that you don't find no fault with it. Because my desire is to preach His word and tell it just like it is. And if you don't, about like the fellow said, you know, you got to preach what the people want to hear. Listen, I'm not that kind of preacher. People didn't call me. No church didn't call me. God Almighty in heaven called me. And I'm going to preach what He said. Thank you. And may God continue to bless you here in this place.